proclamation number 6363 dated the September 23rd, 1955. Contact with Jesus Christ in every adversity. You humans must be in heartfelt contact with Jesus Christ if you want to release yourselves from all flaws and weaknesses, from vices and cravings, from all kinds of bad habits, if you want to become perfect. He alone can help you achieve it, and he will do so if you appeal for it and thereby testify to your faith in him as the divine Redeemer. Therefore, as soon as you have to struggle, as soon as you are inwardly dissatisfied with yourselves, turn only to him, for he fully understands every human weakness, because he lived on earth himself as the human being Jesus. But he also has the means to help you. He strengthens your will and gives you the necessary strength for it from his treasure of grace, which he acquired through his death on the cross. You will not take the path to him in vain. You will definitely receive help if only you desire help. And thus you should always take care to establish and maintain the connection with him. No one else can grant you help. He alone can and also wants to do so, because it is his own will that you should become free from all shackles which pull you down. It is his own will that you should regain your past perfection, so that he can admit you into his kingdom when you must leave this earth. He wants you to return into your Father's house to become as happy again as you were in the beginning. For this reason he will do everything in his power to make this return possible for you, and he will not hold back his gifts of grace, for he descended to earth in order to help you, because you are no longer capable of ascending to the light on your own. He died for you humans on the cross and does not want to have made this sacrifice in vain. It is his will that all people shall partake in the blessings of the sacrifice on the cross, that they will all reach the goal for which he sacrificed himself. However, you must come to him yourselves. You must entrust yourselves to him in your distress and appeal for his help, and it will be given to you. For this reason you should always become conscious of his presence. You need only call him to your side with a thought and he will walk beside you wherever you go. The mental contact with him will assure his presence, and if Jesus Christ is close to you, you will speak to him like a brother and confide in him. Tell him everything that bothers you, but let your requests be more of a spiritual nature, even though you will also receive his full support in earthly adversities. But first consider the state of your soul and, if you discover imperfections, approach Jesus Christ trustingly with the plea to release you from every shackle, from every evil which separates you from him. Treat Jesus Christ with the same familiarity as you treat your brother, and don't be shy to reveal even your most secret faults and sins to him. His love is infinite and he will forgive them and help you achieve complete freedom because you acknowledge him, because you believe in him and his act of salvation. Yet no one who excludes him from his life, who does not acknowledge Jesus' act of salvation and God's human manifestation in him, can cope with his faults and vices by himself, for he will lack all strength and his resolve to seriously tackle the work of changing his nature will be weak. He will not be able to achieve anything until he has entrusted himself to the divine Redeemer, for every person who wants to be released from the control of God's adversary must call upon Jesus Christ and hand himself over to him with complete trust. Only then can he be saved, only then will he have the strength to change himself in order to enter the spiritual kingdom in a redeemed state, in order to return into the Father's house for good. Amen.